So feedback.
How much time do you want?
A lot. We're gonna do being split up and stuff, but to generally speak, like I want to know. Obviously, people that have done this before. I don't really want to know what you think of it because you know it. What do you guys think feedback is? Tell me. And there's no wrong answer. I'm just curious to know where your learning's at with it.
Are we talking about feedback in terms of
like giving and receiving feedback?
I've heard a couple people mention it throughout the week, throughout the weekend leaders, so far.
To each other. Sorry, to each other. Feedback to each other.
What? Trying to help each other improve.
As a leader.
Deliver that?
How do you deliver that?
You inform them.
I guess you kind of want to keep you and the other person at like an equal level, like not make it seem like you're being paternalistic, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What is feedback?
It's a response to someone's actions, and it's whether it is constructive on a flaw or positive on like commending
mm-hmm.
someone being I'm distracted so much by this wonderful dog it's if someone has done something that you want to commend, then that's positive feedback, but if someone has done something where you think you can help them improve it next time they do it, then you can give them constructive feedback on how you think to do that in a non-judgmental and non-confrontational way.
Does anyone have any other ideas on what feedback might be?
I guess it should be just constructive criticism. Not always nice. Pardon? It should be constructive criticism, but it may not always be.
So think about the words you guys are using the words positive, negative, constructive, criticism, all those things. They're more your opinions of what's been going on and what's happening in front of you. Feedback is purely you see someone doing something and you reflect. It's a mirror. You're reflecting on what they're doing. Sorry to use you as an example. So me saying, Christian, you're late. That's feedback. He was late. I'm telling him you were late. There's no judgment. There's no me saying, Christian, you're late. That's bad. It leaves it up to the person receiving the feedback to make that judgment whether it was good or bad.
Or also like saying like I don't like that you're late. That's putting an opinion into it.
Yeah. So saying I don't like that you did this, that's an opinion. Saying you got down on the ground and you talked to the kids at their level and they understood what you were saying. That's feedback. Because you're just mirroring what you're seeing. Can you guys see the difference?
It sounds unclear to me though if you're not giving your personal thing, like I think it was good that you did that,
because that's your opinion. But you can still give it, but that's not what feedback is. That's your opinion on the situation. It's not leaving it up to the person that's receiving the feedback to judge whether or not they did something that was good or bad. It probably might make more sense when we do the scenarios. What I'm saying.
So when we're saying to Christian, you're late. We all understand that that's a negative thing, but she hasn't said it, it's just the action, was it? So feedback, it's meant to just be an observation.
And
so all the science students would understand, like, you don't put the opinion on it, you just observe and state what has happened. You can still give warm and fuzzies, that's okay, but that's not what feedback is. It's kind of just a definitional change, so.
And it's changing the way you think about it, because it also allows you guys to grow your mindset as well in being reflective on what you're doing and learning from that process. It's not just saying, Tara, theme night ran really crap because of this, and I thought it was really run badly, that went to bad times, and you did this. That's me putting my opinion on Tara and how I thought she ran theme night. But if I said, theme night was delayed by half an hour, the decorations were not what would be expected, and the kids all had to sit on the ground. That's just what I saw, so that would leave up to Tara to think, oh, actually, I'm going to reflect on that. I'm going to improve next time I run theme night. I'm going to make sure I run on time. I'm going to make sure I do this. I'm going to make sure I do that. Can you see the difference between giving your opinion and giving feedback?
Is that also, like, reliant, though, on, like, you're relying on the fact that the other individual realises that they're wrong?
Yes, and they may not see that insight, and if they don't see it, then that's a problem, and then we can go further into it. But if they think, oh no, I'm fine, I'm right, like whatever, I don't see the problem here, then you can start talking about your opinion and what the agreed expectations are around whatever it is that you're talking about.
I would, but saying that the decorations were not what
you expected,
what was expected.
Yeah.
Even with the removal of the pronoun, what I expected.
Yeah.
That is expressing an opinion.
I guess that probably wasn't clear. It's more like, say, for example, with theme night, you have like an agreed expectation of what would be like the kind of decorations, and that would be expressed prior to theme night, like with the organising group from Eric and I, for example, or like the leader that's responsible for doing it.
No one for you.
It's, I don't know, I'm not explaining myself at all. Your point.
I was just going to point out the difference, because when I first learnt all this, I had trouble being like, oh, it's not like, it's the two difference between constructive feedback, because growing up, that's what I'm sort of like, that's what I've learned, what most of us probably would have learned, you know, an opinion's not bad if you're making it constructive, but there's nothing wrong with that. We're not deleting that from our vocabularies and stuff. It's more just the reason that we're bringing this about would be just to sort of not create bad environments or a bad culture in like giving your opinions, because that's when people get gossipy, that's when people get drama gets started by like, oh, Marissa said this about my stuff, you know, that kind of like thing. So like constructive feedback might be like those this is on the fly,
it's
like,
hard to do on the
yeah
fly.
Those decorations, when will we think, how about next time, blah blah, but like it's not up to you to decide what they might do next time. That's sort of up to that person to reflect upon it and go, oh, okay, well next time I'll do this, because I don't know if that's part of it. You teach it, so you know more. But anyway.
Andrew,
I'd say that in this context that we're currently in, it seems a bit of a strange concept, because during the camp week, everyone's well on sleep and a lot more emotion comes
that's
into
what I'm
things,
trying to
and
say
people
with
can
the
get very upset from a few sort of misplaced words or someone's opinion going, oh, that was shit. And then they're like, what the hell? I thought that was pretty good. And someone going, oh, we started it late. And some of these examples might sound like condescending, the way we're delivering them, because it's hard to give good examples. But once you're in place at camp and you've got a lot more emotion running around through the week, sort of putting too much opinion or too much feeling into a comment can be wildly misconstrued or blown out of proportion very easily.
Yeah.
So these are trying to sort of trim away a bit of emotion and opinion, so that there's a much more direct sort of comment on how things could be improved. And just on the theme night thing, it's less of a comment on a personal expectation as to the expectation of the activity that the team leader and the team sort of signed up to plan. In which case, it's fallen short of camp's expectation of the activity rather than a personal expectation of that. The team leader or that team.
Yeah.
So that's where it's, in these examples and in this context, some things will sound a bit strange.
Yeah, so like they're what was expected. So like, it was like, for example, a school theme night. So we would expect, based off the theme, there to be classroom decorations, stuff like that. And maybe we get there and there's just some balloons and some streamers.
Yeah.
That's how it can be not what was expected.
I think too, like, two really big things with feedback is that clear is kind. I learned that a while ago in leadership literature. If you are clear about your feedback, clear about your expectations, clear about even your opinions, that's kind. If you are unclear, going, oh, I think that like the decorations might have maybe been not so good, I don't know, like that's unkind, because it's not unclear is unkind, I suppose, because it's not clear what you're saying to the receiving person. So this breaking down of just taking what you're seeing and turning it into words, that's really clear. And then usually, like Andrew said, in the context of camp, it's taken pretty well, and you're like, oh, okay, that makes sense, that person reflects on it, think about it, and then you move on. But when you start putting those emotions into it, going, I think those decorations were really crap, Tara, what the hell were you thinking, like the kids hated it, like you can see how you start to get more defensive when you're the receiver of that kind of information rather than what we've been talking about.
Yeah. I was just going to say with what Andrew was saying, I'm sure I had something to say. It's actually easier for you when I've sort of switched my mindset over to this. It's tired giving your opinion all the time. And like, we all do it, but when you're at camp and you're already like 90 out of 100 tired, it's actually, it does make things easier to just sort of say that, then you're not stressing, or did they take what I said wrong? Well, what you've said is a fact.
Mm.
In theory, if you've done it right, then it shouldn't be stressful.
I think where I personally struggle a bit with this kind of thing is, you know, I you know, have, like some people tendency to overthink or have anxiety. So when someone tells me, for example, the kids were engaged, I'm like, is that good? Is that bad? Was it like this? Was it like that? It's like my own brain is the thing twisting. And so when for me, if I don't hear how people feel about something, they're just telling me about something, I can make it a lot worse for myself.
But we know that about you now. So we can give that to you. Or you can ask, is that a good thing?
Yeah.
If they say yes, oh yeah, cool, no worries.
It just invites a little bit more panic into my day.
But then we know that about you now, so we're not going to obviously do that with you. So then you just ask for more clarity, or say, you know, the kids were engaged because they were sitting down participating in their activity. And then you can say, oh, is that a good thing? You just ask for more feedback, and that's fine.
And that goes on like the receiving feedback as well as giving.
Yeah, so but before I keep going on this, the other reason why, like, our leadership team culture has become quite good in the last few years, this is a contributing factor to it, because we are taking our opinions out of things and just sharing what we're seeing. But yeah, Andrew?
What Lisa was saying, it opens up the two-way communication from the person receiving the feedback. Like, they haven't received this big comment and opinion of like, oh, okay, that's the conversation over. They can say, oh, how could I have made it on time? Oh, what?
Because they're inviting you to ask your opinion there. Yeah. And that's fine. Give your opinion if you're being invited to share it.
It creates a two-way feedback kind of thing. And so if I said to Lisa, the kids were engaged, and she said, wait, do you mean in a good way? Then I could expand and say, yes, I saw that they were all smiling, that they were all looking into you and listening while you were instructing.
Yeah.
It's
good.
And then I could say on top of that, that makes me happy.
Yeah.
And that's the full sort of feedback that Lisa wanted to ask, not just what I wanted to tell her and sort of dictate my opinion. When she said, I didn't ask for that.
Cool. So what we're going to do is break into 8 little groups. I'm going to have to do the math. I'm going to give you a number, 1 to 8, and then you'll be with that person. And I've sent you guys little scenarios. So we'll spend like maybe 10 minutes, I think, having a go at looking at the scenarios and then doing a bit of a feedback back and forth. And then we will share it with each other in the group. So Andrew, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So, going to your groups of 2 to 4.
We still don't know who you're pointing at. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Christy, you're 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 3. You're not anyone.
I'm not anyone.
You're
7.
You're 8. You're 1.
I know, but